Well, tomorrow, federal judge Gonzalo Curiel will consider President-elect Donald Trump's request to delay a civil fraud trial concerning Trump's now-defunct university. The class action suit claims that Trump University misled students when it promised to teach success in real estate. This week, the Trump legal team won a small victory. They will be allowed to show documents in which some students gave positive reviews of the school. But if Trump loses his appeal to put the trial off until after the inauguration, it could start up the Monday after Thanksgiving. Curiel is the same judge Trump said was biased because he was a Mexican, when in fact Curiel is American and born in Indiana. And there are more twists to this story. Josh Gerstein is senior White House reporter at Politico. So, Josh, what are Trump's lawyers saying in trying to get this delayed?
Well, Trump's lawyers are saying that preparing for the presidency, this transition period is very compressed, about 70 days in all, and it's sort of all-consuming and critical for the country that Trump pay attention to those concerns and not necessarily to a civil fraud trial over a real estate seminar program that he ran or oversaw several years ago. They're trying to make sort of a good of the nation argument. They even go so far in their legal papers as to point out that Trump is a political novice, suggesting that, you know, the hurdle for him and the work he needs to do in the coming weeks may be even more critical than it would for someone with more political or governmental experience.
And we know the attorneys on the other side, those filing the class action suit, are saying that some of their plaintiffs are elderly and have medical issues. So even if Judge Curiel agrees to grant this request to delay the trial until after the inauguration, that does not mean that Donald Trump is off the hook. There is precedent for a sitting president to be tried. Remind us of that precedent, because ironies abound here.
Right. So the clear Supreme Court precedent on this issue comes from the sexual harassment lawsuit that Paula Jones, a former Arkansas state employee, filed against President Bill Clinton, alleging that back when he was governor, that he harassed her in a hotel suite in Little Rock. And that case did go all the way to the Supreme Court. President Clinton's lawyers made very similar arguments, that he was too busy with the duties of the presidency, that all kinds of ills would befall the nation if he were forced to face a trial in that case. And the Supreme Court basically didn't buy it. It was a unanimous decision and said that, no, there's no immunity for a president. A president is like any other citizen. And especially if they're being sued for something that happened before they took office, there's no just blanket rule that they either don't get tried in that case or that the case is automatically put off until after their term in office. The court just rejected that out of hand, essentially.
Well, in working on Paula Jones' legal team, pro bono, was George Conway III, a Republican lawyer who's married to Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway. In fact, he wrote around that time in the Los Angeles Times an op-ed saying, in a case involving his private conduct, a president should be treated like any private citizen. The rule of law requires no more and no less. This is pretty ironic.
Yeah, it sure is. It's quite a role reversal. But this is something that we're seeing in Washington at the moment. A lot of arguments that were deployed on one side of the aisle are suddenly being flipped over and deployed on the other side of the aisle. I mean, we should make clear that both cases are just civil cases. They're not criminal cases. It's not even, legally speaking, required that the president-elect in this case, show up and sit there through the trial. It's not like that, but it's still quite a distraction. And Trump has already been deposed for a total of about 10 hours about this Trump University matter, videotaped depositions that he gave, about 7 hours of that done during the campaign trail. He had to duck out on two different occasions and be questioned by plaintiff's lawyers about the conduct of this Trump University program.
Well, and remind us again, just as we look back into history, the Paula Jones lawsuit was settled without any admission of guilt. But there were depositions given by then President Bill Clinton. And what happened with those depositions?
Well, I mean, it sort of set in motion his impeachment and that whole imbroglio of 2 years of basically crisis in Washington. It was during one of those depositions when President Bill Clinton was asked about relationships he might have had with other women in the work arena beyond Paula Jones. And the question came to people that were working in the White House, and the lawyers in that case, Paula Jones's lawyers, quite clearly knew that there had been a relationship with Monica Lewinsky, and they started asking him about it. And basically, he denied it in a way that appeared to some people to be lying or perjury, and said that it didn't happen, basically unleashing the wheels of the whole impeachment process.
So that's the past. Looking forward, Judge Curiel has encouraged both sides in the Trump University case to come to a settlement. Any sense that that might happen?
Well, there's clearly a tremendous incentive on Trump's side to settle at this point. He doesn't need the headache of this trial going on either, whether it takes place during the transition or the early months of his presidency. But, you know, it's a complicated situation. There are actually two federal class action lawsuits. There's also a state lawsuit in New York State brought by the New York State Attorney General. They'd probably all have to be settled together. And this trial is supposed to begin on November 28th, right after Thanksgiving. It does not leave a lot of time to hammer out a settlement. And frankly, there's very little reason for the people pursuing those cases to bargain very much with Trump at this point. I think they probably think they have him between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah. Well, and USA Today counts 75 ongoing cases in which Donald Trump is either a plaintiff or a defendant. So any sense, Josh, what Judge Curiel might decide tomorrow?
I think he's unlikely to delay the trial. He might make some accommodation for, say, videotape testimony or a closed circuit feed if Trump wants to testify at the trial. But this lawsuit has been pending for about 6.5 years now. To put the case off even for a matter of months, Curiel seems like he's not inclined to do that. He thinks the transition might be as good a time to do this as any. It's not clear Trump's duties will become any less pressing after he's sworn in on January 20th.
Josh Gerstein, senior White House reporter at Politico. Josh, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.